kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ang mga tao'y namamatay, bumabagsak ang stock market, ang halaga ng pera ay bumababa at ang mga punong ministro ay nasa kwarantina. Nagsasara ang malalaking palabas katulad ng Formula 1, Vivid Sydney, Sydney Royal Easter Show at ipinagbabawal ang pagtitipon ng mahigit sa 500 tao. Yan ang coronavirus at kakausapin natin ngayon ang isa sa mga nakakaalam kung ano nangyayari sa mga negosyo, hindi lamang dito sa Australia kundi sa buong mundo. Magandang umaga, Ma Maria Papa.
Oy, magandang umaga sa iyo, Louie, at sa lahat ng mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon.
Okay, ano ang nangyayari sa negosyo bilang epekto ng coronavirus?
Ang nangyayari ngayon, ang kinatatakutan ng gobyerno is magkaroon ng recession. Bumabagal kasi ang negosyo at the stage, no? People are buying in the supermarkets, pero yung day-to-day life natin, yung pagkain natin sa mga restaurants, yung pamimili natin, pagsa-shopping natin sa shopping malls, yung pagbabiyahin natin, which is of course another industry, ang pagdating ng mga tourists dito sa bansa natin, all of these are being affected with the coronavirus. So it's like business is at a standstill at the moment and then waiting until this contagion or pandemic is over. That's what's going on.
Meron ding epekto sa mga travel agencies, di ba?
Oo. Ang mga stocks ngayon, in the last 2 weeks, yung stock market natin bumabagsak, not only in Australia but all over the world. And so, the most affected kasi is tourism and yung mga share prices ng mga airlines like Qantas, lahat ng mga airlines ngayon, ano, plus share prices ng sila Flight Center and all that, these are all affected because of what's going on. And the fact that na kakansela, di ba, yung mga Vivid Sydney, Sydney Royal Easter Show, these are income generating for the government as well. So, if these are cancelled, natural, yung gine-generate ng income or revenue for the government na aapektuhan din. So a lot of businesses are also affected, katulad ng mga supposed to be mga restaurants na magtitinda ng pagkain doon sa Formula 1, hindi na sila makapagtinda. So ang businesses nila is actually affected.
May epekto ba yung 17.6 billion na stimulus package ng gobyerno?
Oo, because actually magaling ang gobyerno ng Australia, no? They know that the pandemic, the coronavirus will have an effect on the growth of the economy in the next in the second quarter of this year. So, we already have been affected. Alam na nila na magko-contract yung economy, yung GDP natin, gross domestic product natin, in the first quarter, which is actually January to March, because of the bushfire and because of the coronavirus. So they're expecting this to happen. And so what the government did was announce a package, stimulus package last week for 17.6 billion. And this is trying to put money into the pockets of the everyday Australians so that itong perang to ay gamitin nila para gumastos. And they're doing this by the end of this month. Hindi nila sinama yung they're not giving the money ngayon, but they're waiting for the end of this month para for next quarter gamitin ng mga tao yung pera, and hopefully that will help instead of mag-contract yung growth natin, hindi tayo mag-grow, negative yung growth, mag-grow naman tayo kahit paano ng konti. Because if there is a recession, which is actually defined by 2 quarters of negative growth, so hindi na nag-grow this January to March, tapos hindi pa mag-grow sa April to June, then that defines a recession. And that's what they're trying to avoid right now.
Yung $750 bibigay sa mga tumatanggap ng welfare, ano?
Yes, that's right. So this is, alam mo, this coronavirus is affecting the most vulnerable of all. Kasi, syempre, pag-iisipin mo yung mga contract workers, people na pag hindi nagtrabaho sa isang araw, hindi sila makakain.
No work, no play.
Oo. the senior cardholders, pensioners, New Start recipients, yun yung mga walang trabaho. And of course, these are the people, carers, veterans, these are people that are, they're the vulnerable ones. They're the most affected by this coronavirus. So these are the people that will actually get the one-off $750 payment. They're also doing something to help the small businesses, no? So isang ginagawa nila is the instant asset write-off. So na dito sa huling budget, we can actually spend as much as 30,000. Pwede nang tanggalin against our revenues para maliit yung taxes na babayaran ng negosyante. But now, they've increased that to 150,000 para gumastos yung mga negosyo. Para, kasi yun ang kailangan eh, gumastos. Yun ang gusto ng gobyerno.
Mm.
And so they've increased that to 150,000 at saka meron silang mga subsidies na binibigay sa mga negosyante to hire apprentices. At may mga cashbacks pa silang binibigay sa mga businesses, which you can, if you Google online, ang gusto nila magkaroon ng pera back doon sa mga negosyante. Kasi ayaw nga nilang mawala ng trabaho ang mga tao at gusto nilang gumastos yung mga negosyante. Kasi if you have a very negative outlook sa business, that of course affects yung, kasi walang gagalaw eh.
Mm.
Walang gagas.
Tama.
Na,
mm. Saka kikita rin ng gobyerno dahil nagbabayad ng taxes sa mga negosyo, di ba?
Exactly. And nagbabayad din ng taxes yung mga nagtatrabaho. So ayaw nilang mawala yon. So this is a good package that the stimulus package is good. And if like let's say, che-check nila naman yan eh, kung ang household spending umakyat na, change ng consumer behavior, sa May, che-check nila. Pag nakita pa nilang hindi masyadong gumagalaw, di maglalabas na naman
maraming pera. Lumipat naman tayo sa housing. Kumusta ang presyo ng mga bahay?
Ang bahay ngayon this year was actually recovering compared to last year, no? Nagkakaroon na tayo ng mga double digit growth ng in both Sydney and Melbourne. And even dito sa huling data from last week's from this weekend, ano, nung nagbentahan this weekend, ang auction clearance rate is still quite good. Around 50% yata overall for the whole of Australia. Tapos Sydney and Melbourne 70%, which means nakakabenta pa ng bahay, di ba? Marami pang bumibili. It's still a seller's market. But with what's going on, medyo syempre they're also expecting or pricing in na baka medyo babagal lang ng konti in the next few weeks until this coronavirus gets eliminated.
Yun,
or as long as hindi tayo makontain lang yung epidemic, yung hindi siya kumalat masyado katulad na nangyayari sa Italy, then we should be fine. We're looking at about 4 to 6 weeks. Pag nakita namang hindi tayo masyadong naapektuhan, then of course, business will recover.
So it's still time to buy a house?
Yes. The interest rates are quite good.
Okay.
Banks are still lending. We will know. Just let's talk in the next 2 weeks. Sabihan kita kung ano nangyayari ngayon sa banko. But it's still a good time to buy a house.
Okay. Maraming salamat, Maria, sa iyong mga inputs. Maalam kong maraming nakinig at susunod sa iyong mga balita. Thank you again. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.